and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Okay. All right. So here we go. So we're going to open for discussion. Anyone who wants to talk. And the topic is drones, camera drones, love it or leave it, right? But before we do that, because it has to do with the rights of us as photographers, anyone ever been stopped and told not to take photos somewhere? Hang on. Let me go over to you. Yes, sir. Tell us about it. You were stopped and told not to take photos?
We're down at Laguna Beach.
Yes.
And doing a photo shot. And I don't know if it's lifeguards or just patrols. And there are two individuals, they come up, and all of a sudden they're just saying, you're going to have to stop. Do you have a business license? And so I says, well, what's the business license? How much? And he says, you'll have to go to City Hall and pull that out. But you can't shoot unless you got the business license.
So therefore you didn't shoot. Okay.
Oh, you already shot a few, but
okay. You couldn't continue. Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else? Because of course I have tons of yes. Let me get over to Bob. What happened, Bob?
It's over at Alvera Street. Actually, just north of Alvera Street, there's a church over there, and then there's some, like, a firehouse and some other buildings, and I was shooting a little alley that really was pretty nondescript. I didn't even think it was significant at all, and somebody chased us out of there. I have no idea why.
Okay. All right. I'll talk about that in a moment. Just want to hear stories about people that were stopped. Yes, Brian.
Yeah, I was actually taking pictures of my daughter in Victoria Gardens. We just found a brick wall, and the security guard came over to me. You know, I had already taken about 100 pictures, and said, you can't take pictures here. I'm like, well, why not? He's like, well, you just can't take pictures here. It's posted on the signs. Of course, I went over and read the sign and didn't say, there's no pictures or anything, but, you know, I stopped anyway. You know, that was kind of irritating.
Right. Okay. Anyone else want to share a time when they were stopped or told? Yes, Jerry. Hang on. Let me run over here. Yes.
A couple of times. One is at the Walt Disney Music Hall. You can stand on the public sidewalk with your tripod and take all the pictures you want, but move 6 inches forward to change your composition, and security comes after you if you're on a tripod. We find with no tripod, they don't bother you.
Okay.
Also, on the grounds this past couple of weeks of Chase National building, I'm taking a picture of the Wells Fargo building, and the security guard says, you can't stand on our property and take pictures.
All right. Yes, Al Lipsy. Hang on one moment. Yes, Al.
We had an incident when we were in Antigua, which is in Guatemala, and these ladies were wearing some just beautiful, colorful costumes, and I said, I got to get a picture of these ladies with their beautiful, colorful costumes selling things. So I'm taking pictures. I'm actually shooting from the hip, and I had like 3-4 people walked over to a couple of bouncer-like guys walked over and said, no, cannot take pictures of these people. And I said, why not? And they said, it's a religious thing. They believe that if you take a picture of them, you're stealing their soul.
Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else want to share time? Yes. Coming over.
I'll refresh my memory. My wife and I were visiting Monument Valley 15 years ago, and I had a brand new camcorder. And so we take one of these tours down into the valley, and I turn on my video camera, and the driver, who's a Navajo, it's all Navajo controlled. No, you can't do that. And I, you know, it was my fault. Again, you know, the Indians generally do not appreciate somebody, taking a video of them. So he gave me the word, and I learned.
Okay. Hang on. Let me come by you.
My workout.
Yeah, doing a lot of powwows. The etiquette is any photo, you just need to ask for take their picture. And if if they say no, move on. But there's a lot that like it.
All right, anyone else? No one else has been stopped? Or yes. Yes.
Again, it was an Indian reservation, and they said no pictures allowed. And then in Las Vegas, when I was a young married person, I thought, oh, the beautiful casino, I'm going to take all these pictures. I thought the dude was going to take my camera away. And then when my son was on a mission down to Mexico with a church, he was taking pictures of the ocean, and the federales confiscated his camera.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes. Hold on.
I was in Istanbul at the Topkapi Museum, and there was a security guard in uniform who didn't mind me taking any pictures I wanted until I pointed it in his direction, and he made it very clear he didn't want a photograph taken of him in uniform.
Okay. All right, anyone else before I share? Al, hang on. Yes, Al, tell me what happened.
I went to a Raider game up in Oakland a couple of years ago, and I had my photo from our club, and I put the newspaper clipping of
the graphic on it. Yeah.
Yeah, the graphic. So I showed it in when I got into the stadium, and I got onto the field, and I took pictures of the Raiderettes and all kinds of pictures, and they come up and finally realize that I wasn't supposed to be on the field. They escorted me off.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is different. I'm going to say that's different. But in the United States, anyone, you can photograph anyone anywhere in a public street. You don't have to ask permission. You can just walk up to Jerry's walking this way, and he's had the worst day of his life, and you decide to take his photo. You can do it.
Okay. Your teeth before.
Okay. Some people will say no, and if you just say okay, fine. Some people will say delete it, and you don't. Well, fine. But for the most part, you can photograph anyone in a public street. And the reason I bring this up is because our rights as photographers are starting to be diminished in anything that we do. And it's not our fault. There are other groups of photographers called paparazzis that are ruining things for us to take photos. Well, from security guard to police don't want you to take photos or videos. And now we have the drones, the camera drones. And I want to hear, you just made a face. I want to come to you. Because California just passed a new law effective September 24th, just a few weeks ago. And that law says that camera drones cannot go into places where you normally can't go to as a photographer. So what does that mean? That means that we have limited rights again, but do we really want the drones to come in to where we want to establish a sense of privacy? No, you don't want to do those. But at the same time, there's laws saying that we can't use the drones, period. And that's coming up in the next few years. They're still working on it. The law so far is that you can use a drone or a camera drone up to a certain number of feet. Some say 400, some say 700, some say 1,200. FAA has regulations up to about 1,200 feet. But we don't want a drone. If you have a drone and you're taking photos of property, you don't want to be at 1,200 feet, right? You wanted to have the drone at the lower levels. You made a face about the drones. You like them or don't?
I don't know what.
You don't know what it is? Oh, okay. Let's back up a bit. Okay, I'm assuming you know what a drone is. Anyone else want to explain? I know Bob has one. Yes, Bob.
It's a flying remote control vehicle that a camera is attached to. Mine's a quadcopter. It has four blades on it, a camera hanging below, and it flies up to maybe 200 feet high. My understanding, though, is that commercially, you still can't use them. You can't use them for commercial.
Right.
You can use them privately, but...
Yeah, I was going to get to that. This is the other part. This is the other part for discussion is now that you can, it can go up, but then you can't use the photo that you just took for commercial purposes. Anybody do real estate shot the photos? You use a drone or anything like that? No. Because if you did use the drone, you couldn't use it commercially for the real estate shot. And then that kind of defeats the purpose. It's only for personal use is the drone, the camera drone. I know you're thinking that's not a big deal so far. Well, just wait. We're going to get to a point where we can't. We're limited to what we can do with the camera or where we can take photos of. For me, it's a big deal because I'm a, you know, I like street photography. I like to photograph anyone, anywhere, any place. And if they say no, then fine, I'll go to the next person. But here's the thing. People talked about overseas, Turkey, other countries and things like that. That's a different ball game there. You know, it's a whole different rule there. Before you visit and take photos in a different country, find the rules out. And it's usually not in your tour guide book. It's usually hidden somewhere, like in different countries. In fact, in Hungary, anybody read this story? Who about Hungary? You can't take photos of anyone in the public street. You can't. They banned it. So now we have the drones here. We have limited use of the drones. Everybody has a drone.
They took some spectacular ones of whales at Dana Point.
Yeah. The problem is that these guys with the drones have gotten themselves in trouble. They've actually taken photos of things, have been in situations where they shouldn't have had the camera drone. Remember, the camera drone can also is also audio. So it can hear things, not only visual, but they can pick up conversations. And then recently, I think it was either this week or last week, there was a soccer game between Albania and Serbia. A soccer game. And so they don't get along, these two countries. So what did they do? The Albanian guy decided to fly in a drone with a flag of Albania into the soccer game. And so, of course, they started fighting. Drone wars. No, they took it. The Serbian guys took it, ripped it down, stomped on it. It was a big fight, and they had to cancel the soccer match. Yeah. Anyway, I have plenty of stories where I've been stopped so many times that it just becomes a matter of routine. I got stopped in Italy, at Sistine Chapel, in France, in New York. It's just a matter of the job. It's just a matter of, and then the thing is, you can't, oh, wait a minute, I got another story. You can't tell people that you have the right. Because they don't understand that. Remember the security guard at the Union Station, and Marty went up to him later? And the same thing, whoever said that there's a sign there, and you read the sign, well, that doesn't say the same thing he said. Right. So we found out the security guy was just, the sign said no commercial use of photography and no tripods. Well, we weren't doing any of that. But we still couldn't take photos of the inside of the LA Union Station, which is...
We've taken many in there.
For the last 5 years, we've been taking photos inside that place. But now we can't. But no, he's gone. He's gone. You know, if people complain enough about the situation, because it's not a matter of security, it's a matter of sometimes of rights, privacy. Yeah, that's true. But your rights as a photographer or as a citizen to kind of, I want to go here, I want to take that photo. You don't need someone telling you that if you step over here, it's okay. If you stepped over here, it's wrong. Yes?
I was thinking some of the rights, too, have to do with what's going on in America with all the terrorists. And there was a little bit of against photographers because they were afraid of what other people maybe were photographing, not for just photography, but for information.
Right. Well, that's true. That's true. But they've done a survey and they found out that none of that, you know, anyone can use a phone. Oh, that's the other thing. We could use the iPhone or phone, but we couldn't use a camera to take photos. Does that make sense? So what does that do for the terrorist guy? Well, I'll use a smartphone. And it had, how many? My phone is like 8 megapixels. Some of these phones are like 18, 24 megapixels. right? So, yeah, there's a security issue, of course. There's no other place than the New York City for security issues. And, you know, the people that cursed at me and were mean to me were not the police. You know, there were, you know, people that...
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time, so long.